जायो गिरि भरधारे जायो गिरि भरधारे जायो गिरि वरधारे जायो गिरि वरधारे जयो यशोदानन्दना जयो ब्रज जनरञ्जना जयो जयो यशोदानन्दना जयो ब्रज जनरञ्जना यमुना तीरन छ जयो यमुना तीरवन छ रे जायो कुञ्ज बिहारे जायो जायो यमुना तीरवन छ रे जायो कुञ्ज बिहारे जयो राधा माधवा जयो कुञ्ज बिहारे जयो राधा माधवा गोपीसन बालवा जायो गिरि वरधारे जायो गिरि वरधारे जयो यशोदानन्दना जयो ब्रज जनरञ्जना जयो यशोदानन्दना जयो ब्रज जनरञ्जना जायो ब्रज जनरञ्जना यमुना तीरवन छ रे जायो कुञ्ज बिहारे जयो राधा माधवा जयो कुञ्ज बिहारे जयो राधा Jaya Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraja Gacharya Stotar Sata Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivraja Gacharya Stotar Sata Shishimad Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Goswami Maharaj Shila Prabhupada Ki Nante Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Nama Acharya Sila Aryastakul Ki Prince Kahosi Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shiva Sadhikura Bhakta Vrinda Ki Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardham Ki Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Shri Mayapur Dham Ki Shri Jagannath Puri Purukshottama Kshetra Dham Ki Ganga Mai Ki Yamuna Mai Ki Bhakti Devi Ki Shri Mati Tulsi Devi Maharani Ki Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Harinam Sankirtan Yagya Ki Smabeta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Tai Gura Primanande, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga, glories to Srila Prabhupada. Narayanam Namaskritam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Mudiraye. We're reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 4, Ambarish Maharaj offended by Durvasa Muni, text 48. Prakdishtam Britya Rakshayam Prakdishtam Britya Rakshayam Prakdishtam Britya Rakshayam Purushena Mahatmana Purushena Mahatmana Purushena Mahatmana Dadaha Krityam Tam Chakram Dadaha Krityam Tam Chakram Dadaha Krityam Tap Chakram Krudha him eva pavaka Krudham him eva pavaka Krudham him eva pavaka Prakdishtam bhritya rakshayam Prakdishtam Bhritya Rakshayam Purushena Mahatmana Purushena Mahatmana Dadaha Krityam Tang Chakram Dadaha Krityam Tam Chakram Krudham hiniva pavakaha Krudham hiniva pavakaha Prakdishtam bhritya rakshayam Purushena mahatmana Tadaha krityam tam chakram Krudha hiniva pavaka.
Thank you.
Om Chakram. Prakdishtam, as previously arranged, Britya Rakshayam, for the protection of his servants, Purushena, by the Supreme Person, Mahatmana, by the Super Soul, Dadaha, burnt to ashes, Krityam, that created demon, Tam, him, Chakram, the disc, Krudha, angry, Ahim, a serpent, Iva, like, Pavakaha, fire. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. As fire in the forest immediately burns to ashes an angry snake, so by the previous order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his disc, the Sudarshan Chakra, immediately burned to ashes the created demon to protect the Lord's devotee. Purport. As a pure devotee, Maharaj Ambarish, although in such danger, did not move an inch from his position, nor did he request the Supreme Personality of Godhead to give him protection. He was fixed in understanding, and it was certain that he was simply thinking of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the core of his heart. A devotee is never fearful of his death, for he meditates on the Supreme Personality of Godhead always, not for any material profit, but as his duty. The Lord, however, knows how to protect his devotee. As indicated by the words Prakdishtam, the Lord knew everything. Therefore, before anything happened, he had already arranged for his chakra to protect Maharaj Ambarish. This protection is offered to a devotee even from the very beginning of his devotional service. Kaunteya pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati. If one simply begins devotional service, he is immediately protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 18:66. Aham tuam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami. Protection begins immediately. The Lord is so kind and merciful that he gives the devotee proper guidance and all protection, and thus the devotee very peacefully makes solid progress in Krishna consciousness without outward disturbances. A serpent may be very angry and ready to bite, but the furious snake is helpless when faced by a blazing fire in the forest. Although an enemy of a devotee may be very strong, he is compared to an angry serpent before the fire of devotional service. Praktishtam Britarakshayam Purushena Mahatmana Dadaha Kritatam Chakram Krudha Iniva Pavaka. As a fire in the forest immediately burns to ashes an angry snake, so by the previous order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his disc, The Sudarshan Chakra immediately burned to ashes the created demon to protect the Lord's devotee. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshuru Militam Yena Tasri Gurave Namaha Munkam Karoti Vachalam Pangulangayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Bande Shri Gurum Dinatarnam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyade Shatarine Panchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhuvya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So good morning, everyone. Thank you for coming to Srimad Bhagavatam. So we will continue with this beautiful pastime of the glories of Ambarisha Maharaj. Here, we can appreciate the characteristic of a pure devotee. So just in the first sentence, Srila Prabhupada is saying, as a pure devotee, Maharaj Ambarisha, although in such danger, did not move an inch from his position, nor did he request the Supreme Personality of Godhead to give him protection. No, so it's very interesting how even in such a precarious situation, when he's in front of a big monster, no, a demon, and Ambarish Maharaj didn't even move, so he's not disturbed at all, and he's not even praying for protection, because he's completely confident in the protection of the Lord. He doesn't have to. The pure devotee doesn't have to ask for anything because they are a kama, so they are one with the Lord in terms of desire. They have the same desire of the Lord. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna he asks Krishna. He wanted to know about the characteristics of a transcendentalist, a pure devotee, or someone who is in the beyond the Brahma Buddha stage. And so Krishna, the way that Arjuna asked the question and Krishna answered that question is important, because when we read for the first time, he's asking about the symptoms of a person in the transcendence, and he'd say, how does he speak, how does he sit? But when Krishna is answering, he doesn't say specifically the words that this transcendentalist speak necessarily, because he's understanding the inner meaning of the question of Arjuna. So he also doesn't say he sit in this way, he sit very, you know, erect and in lotus position. So Krishna doesn't answer the question in that way, because that is not necessarily the characteristic of a transcendentalist, especially when we know that drishtraisvabhava janitarva pushastha dosha, no, that we don't understand a pure devotee by his external characteristics. You know? In other words, we don't judge a devotee by his body, you know, or by the culture in he was born, etc. So the way Krishna answers is more universal. It's the characteristics of a transcendentalist that can be for in any person, not even though they cannot perfectly sit. No? So for instance, Krishna, one of the characteristic that applies to Ambarish Maharaj, we can see now in action these characteristics, is that he is done with sense gratification. So this is a prajahati yadea kamam, no? Sarvam parta manogatam. Krishna says he gives up all variety of desire for sense gratification. And we, in the beginning of the chapter, chapter 4, this canto 9, Shukadeva Goswami is telling Maharaj Pariksit how for Ambarish Maharaj, the whole universe was lostrabat, was just like a stone. No? Even though he owned the seven islands, he has so much opulence. For him, all his opulence was like a swapna, like a dream. Like when you have possessions in a dream, you don't consider valuable after you wake up, no? Because you understand it's just a dream. So for Maharaj Ambarisha, all his opulence, it was only for this, meant for the service of Krishna. And so he didn't have any... When you own things in the material level, there is always fear of losing those possessions. Therefore, even the most advanced people who are in the best position with many advantages, they are fearful. Like in the scripture, we have Indra as an example. He kindly give us his example in many pastimes. Now he's the king of heaven, but he's basically always fearful of losing his position. And in the Damodarastaka verse, we have that Krishna is Ishvara, no, Nama Ishvaram. He has an eternal body. No, okay. Krishna is eternal, so he's not afraid of anything because he cannot lose anything. Because, but the demigods, they can lose their body, no? They can die. If they are not self-realized, they are afraid. So, Ambarish Maharaj, he's in the transcendent level, so he doesn't have anything to lose because he understands that he doesn't own anything. Everything pertains to Krishna. And he understood the first instruction of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, no? The ABC. So he's in the Brahma-Buddha platform. He understands that he is a soul. So therefore, he knows that na pavakaha. The pavakaha means fire. And in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, no, that the soul cannot be burned by fire and killed by any weapon. So situated, fixed in that platform, he's a sthitardhir muni. No? He's an ordinary sage person. Although he's a kshatriya, he's also a muni. But he's a sthitardhir. He's fixed in the soul, fixed in the understanding of that we are nitya, eternal servants, Krishna dasa. No? Eternal servant of Krishna. So he understands the soul, but not only the soul, in the process of jnana yoga, you may understand that you're a spiritual soul, but it may not be clear how should you act as a soul, as a spiritual soul. But Maharaj Ambarisha, he has the knowledge of bhakti yoga, so he knows that he's a spiritual soul, but also he understands how to act in the world. So he knew that being a spiritual soul means to practice many activities just for pleasing the Lord, no? Anukulena Krishna, with a favorable attitude. So therefore it's described that he also was offering all the result of his work to Krishna. No? And he had a very demanding job, no? Like being a king, no? You can imagine that even just being a temple commander can be very demanding. Just being in charge of a book distribution party, you know, can be, just organizing a meeting can be problematic. You know. Ruling a country, you know, like being a president can be demanding, but being a king in the level of Ambarish Maharaj, that's really can be a very stressful activity. But nevertheless, he was always peaceful, and he had time even to engage in bhakti yoga, not only karma yoga, but bhakti yoga. So he was engaging all his mind, always in thinking about the Lord. Manai Krishna, no? Mana, the mind, engaged in the Padarabinda, no? In the lotus feet of the Lord. He was engaged in the tongue, no? By tasting tulsi leaves and prasadam. He was engaged in the touch, by touching the devotees. So he had all these characteristics of a pure devotee and a transcendentalist. But now is the moment of the test. You know, so Krishna continues to, he explained, when Arjuna asks, how does he see the transcendentalist, Krishna answer in the level of the senses. How does he react, you know, when he's in problem, when a person is being tested or is in a provoking situation? How does person react? How an ordinary person will react, how a pure devotee will react. So Krishna said that he's not disturbed in mind even amongst the threefold miseries. So the threefold miseries we know, so for to keep you away. Anyone knows? Yes. Adhyatmika, no? Suffering caused by the mind, and Adhidaivika, suffering caused by the demigods or God nature, and Adhibautika. The Adhibautika, in this case, which kind of affliction is supposed to be suffering Ambarish Maharaj? Adhibautika, no? He says Ambarish Maharaj is causing him pain. No? So these are all always in action, the threefold miseries. And Krishna doesn't say a transcendentalist is a person who never is put under any stressful situation, but he's on the contrary, maybe he's put more in more difficult situation than ordinary persons, but he's able to succeed in these situations. So one of the teachings of Bhagavad Gita from the very beginning is that spirituality is not meant to bring you peace. At least in the external, we understand that internally it brings peace, but it's not, that's not the purpose of spirituality. So if we are, especially bhakti yoga, and Arjuna, he's trying to avoid the situation of being in a war, in a, this awkward situation of having to fight with his relatives. But Krishna, the only answer that he gives, the most practical answer he gives, is just titikshaswa, just tolerate. Tolerate situations. So it's not the kind of answer you want to hear, you know, when you are in problem, you know, when you go, sometimes people go to pay to a therapist or counselors. You know, they want solutions. So if the counselor says, okay, now you have to work yourself, you have to tolerate. You know, they say, oh, well, I'm paying to for this, you know, I want a solution. But most of the time, that's a solution, you know, is to have a framework to being able to tolerate the situation, because even if somebody solved your problem, like Krishna could do it, like he could just stop the war, he had that power. But that doesn't solve the problem. The problem is still there. Now, the problem is, how do you handle the situation? Because that's the brand of the material world, is Dukarayana Saswatam. If you have a t-shirt, no, and you want to see the brand, no, it has a name, but if you want to see the brand of this material world, it says everywhere, no, Saswatam Dukarayam. No. It's temporary, no, and full of miseries. So that's the nature. So if you are in that place, the best way to solve, to have a good time in this place is by having spiritual tools that help you to tolerate these provoking situations. So this is the gift that Krishna is giving in Bhagavad Gita. He's giving the elements of devotional service so that Arjuna can always be in ecstasy, like Ambarish Maharaj, even in the most difficult situation, or even among the threefold miseries. And so that means Man Mana Baba Mat Bhakto Yajin Man Namaskuru. So the highest instruction, most confidential instruction in Bhagavad Gita is to always engage the mind in thinking about Krishna, no? Paying obeisances to Krishna, becoming a pure devotee of Krishna. So that way there is no, you are not affected by anything in terms of decreasing your devotional service and your inner happiness. So Ambarish Maharaj is an example of someone who is, he's not bewildered. Like in the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna is bewildered in the middle of the miseries. But Ambarish Maharaj, he's completely fixed. He doesn't feel, and we can see through the verses, through the pastime, that he doesn't feel any anger against Ambarish, against Durvasa Muni, because sometimes a devotee who is not yet a pure devotee, you may acquire some power because of the devotional service. So in a situation like Ambarish Maharaj, you may be put in that situation. So somebody harassing you. So then you may say, okay, I will pray to Krishna. And then you may expect that something happened to that person. No? Like, suppose that you're distributing books and somebody takes your books and threw them to the floor. And then you see that this person is walking and a car pass and hit the guy. And then if the devotee is not a pure devotee, he may think, see, that's for offending the devotees. And so you feel like some feelings of revenge. So Ambarish Maharaj, when the Sudarshan Chakra is destroying the demon and then it will persecute Durvasa Muni, he's not like looking at his relative and saying, see, you shouldn't disturb never a pure devotee. No? See the power of devotional service. No? He's not, his happiness is not coming from that. His happiness is all fixed in Krishna consciousness, so he feels compassion. So that is another characteristic of Ambarish Maharaj, that he's not using devotional service to harass Durvasa Muni. He's just fixed. He's not praying to Sudarshan Chakra, please, no, kill this demon, no, and Durvasa Muni. No. He just was trying, even before he knew that Durvasa Muni, he's not a fool, he's a king. So he's an expert in politics also, because he was a king. So he knew that Durvasa Muni could get upset for anything. So he was prepared not for that. It wasn't a surprise, given the profile of Durvasa Muni. And so these characteristics are all, according to Srila Prabhupada, Ambarish Maharaj is a sthitar dhir muni, in Bhagavad Gita, he said, because his mind never gets agitated by anything. And this is a stage in Krishna consciousness that is very topmost. It's a characteristic of Mahabhagavata. So a Mahabhagavata is not an ordinary devotee. In Srimad Bhagavatam, this Mahabhagavata is described it's contrasted with other two kinds of devotees. The Mahabhagavata is considered the Uttama, or the highest, the Uttama Adhikari. And then you have the Madhyama Adhikari and the Kanishta Adhikari. And basically the difference between these three devotees, So the Uttama is basically all the characteristics that Ambarish Maharaj is showing, because he's fixed in pure devotion. But what makes the difference between Uttama and Madhyama in a Kanishtha? Yes, it's a simple answer. Yes. Exactly. Yeah, you get the definition, the right definition from Srimad Bhagavatam, from 11th canto. This is the answer that is given to the King Nimi by the Nava Yogendras. But in Nectar of Devotion also is explained the difference. Yeah, faith and knowledge. So Ambarish Maharaj is fixed in knowledge and faith. His Shraddha. Shraddha, you know, means the firm conviction that Krishna will take care of everything. You know, so you just focus on Krishna and he will take care. No, Vishwasa Sabde, no, Sudrida Nishchaya. That this firm faith means that by serving Krishna, no, Sarva Karma Krita Haya, all other activities are automatically fulfilled. So this is an Uttama Adhikari. So someone who is not someone who necessarily has all the knowledge of a scripture, like even Sukadeva Goswami, he didn't know many things regarding the Vedas in terms of rituals, but he was self-realized in terms of Bhagavad Dharma. And so Durvasa Muni, he has knowledge. He's a mystic yogi. He's a brahmana, so he knows probably more than Ambarish Maharaj in terms of scriptures. But his knowledge is in the level of theory in this verse. It's not in the level of Shastra Chakshu, of realization. So for Ambarish Maharaj, all his knowledge is realization. So it's not just matter only book knowledge. So we can acquire book knowledge. And that's important also, but it doesn't help in these situations. In this kind of situations, book knowledge is not useful. Only whatever you are, that will come out. So whatever you could incorporate of the knowledge, then that will come out in the provoking situations. So whatever knowledge you have realized. So especially because every one of us may have experienced that when you are put in a situation in which you experience anger, it's difficult to think, not to remember verses from Bhagavad Gita to be cool. Now you are in the situation and maybe there is danger and you react. Like, in fact, there was a person who spoke, he was able to speak so many languages in without any accent. So people didn't know which nationality this person was, because he is speaking such a fluent language that he could be from China, he could be from South America, from America, any place. So a person wanted to know, okay, I want to find out which language he speaks. So he requested a brahmana to find out. So the brahmana, he developed a plan. So his plan consisted in putting this person in a provoking situation. So he just smashed this person by insulting, then threw him. I don't know the details, but you can imagine, doing all kind of, not trying to reproduce the pastime exactly as it was by the example. No? So this polyglota in different situation that at one point he was so distressed that he started blaming in his own language. When he started blaming, he said, "That's your language, so I know where you are from." And because, yes, all your knowledge is gone, you know, when you are in anger, so only remains whatever you internalize. So your first language is your, usually, for those who speak like two languages, you will know, like, when you are even like dreaming or in a dangerous situation, usually first you speak in your own language. And so, but Ambarish Maharaj, again, he as an Uttamadhikari, he's fixed. So whatever is coming from him is his realization. He's a pure devotee. So all the characteristics of a pure devotee are coming out from him, like very natural, very organic. It's not like he's like, I have to behave nice. I'm an example for everyone here. And if they see me like reacting, I'm the king, what people would say. So I should tolerate this rascal of Durvasa Muni, but I'm not going to give up. No, he's not like this. No, sometimes we try to tolerate. You know, like, and we just say, I won't say anything, Prabhu. Like, yes, Prabhu. Yes, Prabhu. I want to kill you, but yes, Prabhu. So that's one level of capacity, but we know it's a practice more. You know, like how much time you can be in that situation, or how much can you live like holding everything. You know? So therefore we have different level of devotees. You know, there are some devotees who are just like that. You know, so they don't have good character, but there are devotees anyway. And they will improve over the time, because there is no point in trying to imitate Ambarish Maharaj. So these characteristics are according to our level of faith and knowledge. So the more knowledge, the more faith. No, the more faith, the more knowledge. But knowledge means association with devotees. Knowledge again doesn't mean just taking the book and just only reading by yourself, but means that you read, you hear to Srila Prabhupada, and then we engage in those activities that are performed. Srila Prabhupada explained that learning means to do things, basically. Now the VTE, they develop a way of teaching that means three levels of knowledge. One is things to learn, the learning something, then doing something, and then the values. No, the value has to do with what you are to be. Skills are what you do. Knowledge is what you know. But every knowledge has to go through these three levels. So for instance, you learn something so you can do something, so you need a skill. So therefore, now we are learning this pastime. You know, like Maharaj Ambarish is in a provoking situation and he is fixing the Lord. So the practice means that you know that, so we know the characteristic of an Uttama Adhikari, but now how do you put